Here on 99.9 MyFM, we have been speaking with the 2022 municipal election candidates. We're speaking currently with Christopher Cummings, Catholic District School Board of Eastern Ontario trustee candidate. Chris, how's things going there on the campaign trail for you so far?
Well, that's a really good question, Tim. I mean, it's really hard to gauge how well it's going. I mean, one of the things that is unique about running for a school board trustee is the geographical area that you have to cover. And, you know, I'm running for the Catholic District School Board of Eastern Ontario, and the ward that I'm seeking to represent extends from Smiths Falls to Brockville, across to Gananoque and Rockport and Lyndhurst and sort of everything in between. So it's a pretty big geographical area. So it's been hard for me to gauge, whatever I'm doing to see how effective it's being. But, you know, the key to all this sort of stuff is just getting your name out there, making sure everybody understands who you are and that what you're trying to accomplish. And, lots of good people running. So I'm not concerned. You know, whoever wins is great.
What was the motivation to decide to run in this year's election?
Well, that's an extremely good question, I have some experience in this, and I sat on Smiths Falls Town Council for 12 years, 4 years ago, I chose to sort of retire from that public part of my life, and I guess I missed having that sort of involvement and helping to improve the lives of people, I stumbled upon the trustee option. And as I dug through it over the summer, I realized, you know, this is something that I am passionate about. I had two children that I raised in the Catholic school system. And I also am a product of the Catholic school system. And I really wanted to, help. Because I believe that the separate school system, you know, has some challenges right now. In other provinces, the Catholic school systems have been eliminated. But in Ontario, it still exists, and I'm a strong supporter of that. So I wanted to do everything I could to make sure that, you know, it was being fiscally responsible. I'm a banker. I just retired as a banker for 35 years and financial advisor. So I have some experience with that, and I'm hoping that, you know, I can get have an opportunity to work with the public school system to try and find efficiencies. I know there's lots of work that's been done on that in the past, but I think that conversation always needs to continue. We still have for sharing bus services, but I'm sure there's other resources we can share to help improve the school systems, the curriculum, and ultimately, of course, the student success. The more efficient we can be financially, the better off outcomes will be.
For sure. And if you do get elected, what will you be focusing on? What would be the first order of business if you get a spot?
I guess the first order of business would be to evaluate, just as I mentioned, what is ongoing between conversations ongoing between the two school boards, or all the school boards, I should say two, because there's four that operate in Eastern Ontario. See what kind of conversations are happening, and I can dig deep into financials and understand that, since that's been my background and my education, and trying to identify and then work, of course, with all the other trustees within the Catholic District School Board of Eastern Ontario, because there are some people there with some very good experience. They've been there for a long time, but I'll be a fresh set of eyes. So I want to work on that. And I also want to make sure, that we're being progressive in our attitudes and in our, our whole outlook. We need to make sure that we're equitable, and we're supporting staff and making supporting our students and making and welcoming everybody into our group. Again, that's for the preservation of the separate school system, but also the preservation or the being able to contribute to student success, which is the goal of every school board in the province of Ontario. That's number one, student success. And the other thing is I want to make sure and communicate to all the parents and the constituents, if elected, that I'm available to listen to their concerns and take their concerns to the table of the board. I've done that, as I mentioned. I sat on several board of directors for charitable organizations throughout the province, and more specifically in Eastern Ontario. That's always been my focus and priority, is to listen to my constituents, and in school board, of course, that would be primarily parents of students.
Chris, is there anything else that you wanted your supporters to know about as we approach Election Day?
I just want to make sure people understand that I'm available. Will make myself available for them. I want to keep that as the number one priority, and that I do have an extensive experience doing this role or doing roles such as this. With a library trustee for several years in Smith Falls. I was sat on the board for the police services. Sat on the board of the Southern Ontario Library Service. I've got, as I mentioned, I was a town councillor in Smith Falls for 12 years. And, I know I contributed a great deal to the success of all those organizations, and primarily because of my experience. And I want to continue to do that going forward.